I'm Desiree Moses for WNRN. Our guest today is Jeff Tweedy. In addition to being in the bands Wilco and Tweedy, he's written three books and is releasing his fifth solo effort, a triple album of 30 songs called Twilight Override, on September 26th. Jeff Tweedy, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to quote heavily from a bio that you wrote about the upcoming album. You open the bio up by saying, "When you align yourself with creation, you inherently take a side against destruction," which is, I guess, why I've been making so much stuff lately. I'm curious if you feel as though you're most creative when there's sort of this existential chaos going on.
I think there's been internal chaos for a lot longer. So it's just a way that I've learned to adapt that's probably been with me since I was a very young person. And not just like, I guess, my own creativity, but immersing myself in other people's creativity, or, you know, just absorbing a lot of records and books and stuff. It's just been my way of interfacing with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think music serves that purpose for a lot of us. Again, the name of this record, Twilight Override. Would you mind digging into the meaning behind that a little bit more for us?
There is a feeling that there is some darkness on the horizon that feels ominous. And I think a lot of people are walking around with a lot of anxiety about the future. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of suffering. I think we're at a time in history where we are maybe the first people to ever walk this planet that have this much access to the world's suffering instantaneously. I think that's a real challenge to adapt to, that I don't think we've met that challenge very well. And we're growing through a lot of technological changes really rapidly. So to me, the only way to combat those sort of negative feelings about the future and some deeper concerns about your neighbors and your, you know, human beings, to spend more time and engaged with your own self-expression and your own creativity, your own imagination. I think that for there to be a beautiful future, you have to be able to imagine one. And I'm just speaking for myself, I want to spend more time imagining that than fearing. And a lot of times fearing things that don't happen, but also fearing things that are very real threats to other people's well-being, my own psychological well-being in general. I'm not really directly in line for a lot of suffering, but I think, with like a lot of people with any kind of empathy, it's painful to be a part of it, you know, just like to feel like you're a part of it. And so that's all the serious part of, I guess, the serious aspect of what I would prescribe to myself, and in doing so, end up with a 30-song record called Twilight Override. I want to will there to be light, and I do that by having a new song to sing, and I think that's why it's there. That's why the record's there, and it wasn't there a while ago, and now it's there.
Well, let's take a listen to a taste of the album off Jeff Tweedy's Twilight Override, coming out tomorrow, Out in the Dark, on WNRN.
Out in the dark, out in the dark, out in the dark, under the money tree. Well, there's no spark beyond belief, and there is no point definitively. Where do we stop? Where do we start? Out in the dark. There are no stars. You were a flower to me. No satellites. It's an empty street. No houses, no cars. How did it go? How did it go? Yellow rose. How did it go? Out in the dark. Mm-hmm. small spark beyond belief. And there is no point definitively. Where do we stop? Where do we start? No cars. How did it go? How did it go? Yellow rose. How did it go? Out in the dark. Out in the dark. Out in the dark.
Out in the Dark off Jeff Tweedy's triple solo album, Twilight Override. It's coming out tomorrow. Jeff Tweedy is our guest today. Let's get back into our conversation.
You hit on something that's actually a point that I talk about a lot in personal conversations, which is this access to information that we now have in, as a result, access to the existence of suffering and the problems of the world that are going on in a way that we never have before. When you're embarking on a project like a triple album, do you put sort of a moratorium on some technological things for yourself when you're in that creative mode, as in, okay, I'm not going to look at the news today, or I'm only going to give myself X amount of time on, you know, this app, or you don't worry about that kind of thing?
I've tried to maintain healthier habits with my phone, basically. Like, I think that, let's be honest, that's what it is. That's what we're all walking around with, a mental cage that we get to voluntarily put ourselves in. And I don't know why. I just, like a lot of us do, and myself included, feel the impulse to imprison ourselves in bad feelings. I mean, in rage. And, you know, I think there's even a sense for some people that they're doing something wrong by not doing that, or that they're complicit or ignoring something that they could be doing something about. And I think that there's a feeling for some people that just doing that is doing something. Liking posts and scrolling and things like that is your way of, I think there's people that have identified that as slacktivism or something like that, you know. I don't want to wake up in the morning thinking about things I don't have much control over, and people I don't like, and people that I think that I despise, actually. You know, I think, without naming any names, I think we all like spend a lot of time doing that, and I don't think that they warrant that. I think that what warrants your attention, hopefully I don't sound sanctimonious, but I just think for myself, I try and remind myself, what warrants my attention is my community, my family, my friends, my neighbors, my city. It should always radiate out from where you actually stand, I think.
Absolutely. Well, and that pulls me back into a question that I'm sure you've gotten a lot over the years, but I'm going to ask it anyways because it's applicable to this record. Your children, Spencer and Sammy, both credited, you know, as you mentioned, what we have is our family, our friends, our community. So what did it mean to you to have your children on this record with you?
Oh, it's just a dream come true. I don't think I ever would have dared to dream having kids that wanted to spend that much time with me, even, you know. It's just a thing that I feel very, very fortunate that it's something that they enjoy doing, and it's very personal to us to get to make this music together. And they're very, very supportive of helping their dad make a personal record. And it's very simplistic to think this, but I think that, you know, if everybody had the opportunity to make a record with their friends and their family, a lot of things would be a lot better. Yeah. I don't know what that I don't know if that's metaphorically, what is the record that you get to make? And like, that's just what I do. But like, I think that for people to spend that kind of time where they all work towards the same goal, and they have some sort of sense of investment into what they're doing together, I think that, you know, it's really good for you.
Jeff Tweedy on WNRN discussing his triple album, Twilight Override. It comes out tomorrow. Let's take a listen to another track. This is Stray Cats in Spain on WNRN.
day. Following the mosaic at an angle from where we stayed. The stray cats are playing in Spain. Tiger prince set free. I believe they believe. It's not what you think unless it's hot pink.
Stray Cats in Spain from Jeff Tweedy's triple solo album, Twilight Override. It's out tomorrow. Jeff Tweedy is our guest today. The last time we connected with you, I believe you played in Richmond, Browns Island with Slater Kinney. And a couple years before that, Wilco did a meet and greet with a group of WNRN members in Charlottesville at the Pavilion. So thank you so much for all you've done for the station. Thanks for connecting with us today. We're talking about Twilight Override. And I wanted to ask you again, triple record, and you've kind of billed this as... each record sort of represents the past, the present, and the future. What more would you like to tell us to dig into this sort of concept?
They all intrude upon each other, I think. We don't spend a lot of time exclusively in one of those three mindsets, I don't think. The one I think we spend the least amount of time in, unfortunately, is the present. And it's the hardest one to stay connected to. I think it's a loose concept for a record. It just felt appealing to me. If you're making a triple record, that would be a really great organizational concept for it. And so I just kind of used that as a sequencing tool, and it made the record feel short to me, and in spite of it being a long record, having that framework. And I don't know if I would want to put too much of a fine point on it for anybody, except that if they are aware of what those records represent individually, maybe they can hear it for themselves.
Jeff Tweedy live on WNRN. The upcoming album is a triple album, Twilight Override. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you, Desiree.
Let's go out with one more from Jeff Tweedy's triple album, Twilight Override, coming out tomorrow. This is One Tiny Flower on WNRN.
Shut down. One tiny flower, I'm jumping. tiny flower I'm jumping over. One tiny flower I'm jumping over. One tiny flower I'm jumping over. A wheel rolling to a stop, bucking out the sun. Skeleton.